Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. We are deeply concerned by the pervasive and relentless racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, and hate speech against Turkish and Muslim minorities in Europe. Hateful rhetoric and blatant racism by public figures is on display on a daily basis. Demonization, dehumanization, and scapegoating of minorities do not happen overnight. Hate speech is often followed by hate crimes and violence. Such acts undermine international human rights law and are a danger for the entire humanity. We observe an alarming trend in the number of racist and Islamophobic attacks committed against the Turkish community, in particular against attacks against women. Rights of Turkish minorities in some European countries, including their right to education and freedom of religion, are violated and their identities are consistently denied. Racial and ethnic profiling, acts of violence, intimidation, and harassment on grounds of racial or ethnic origin in many countries towards Turkish and Muslim minorities is a part of the historic prejudice and discrimination. We call on all those responsible to abide by their contractual obligations and put an end to these blatant violations. Madam Co-Chair, Turkish citizens belonging to non-Muslim minorities have the same rights as the rest of the population. Additionally, they benefit from their minority status in accordance with the Lausanne Peace Treaty. Non-Muslim minorities have their own schools, places of worship, foundations, hospitals, and media organizations. Their places of worship are administered by their own associations or foundations. The property issues of the non-Muslim citizens have been studied carefully and most of them solved in favor of the minorities. We continue our further efforts towards an inclusive society where no one is marginalized and excluded because of their identity, faith, and ethnicity. We recognize our differences as a source of richness. We will continue to protect the rights of and freedoms of all minorities and Turkish citizens who are an integral part of Turkey. Just as a final point, the murder of Mr. Hrant Dink, a prominent Turkish journalist, was sentenced to 22 years in prison, and other perpetrators who were sentenced to life imprisonment are still in prison. I thank you.